This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Gary Vaynerchuk has been an entrepreneur from the age that most youngsters play video games. Now 31, he still has the face of the grade school kid who started a lemonade stand, then opened a whole string of them, bicycling from block to check up on his managers. He had a baseball card collection that he turned into a $2,000 a weekend business. His father brought his family over from Belarus when Gary was three and opened a liquor store in New Jersey where Gary went to work as a teenager, stacking boxes, dusting bottles, and having more interest in the New York Jets, playing in the Meadowlands, than any fruit of the vine. But then he noticed that 30 or 40 people bought the Wine Spectator's Wine of the Year, and Gary Vaynerchuk began to think. He's now taken over his father's old liquor store, leveled it, and built an enormous new store, Wine Library, in suburban New Jersey. Almost daily, he records and posts videos of wine tasting on his Wine Library TV website, which he likes to think takes some of the pretense and pomposity out of talking about wine.
My favorite thing is people at dinner. They put the wine list down and everybody's passing it off because they're scared to make the wrong choice. Mm. I've never seen anybody do that with a menu. You're not concerned what kind of cheeseburger you order. If you say extra pickles, nobody's critiquing what you did. However, if you pick the wrong vintage of a Cabernet and buy a 2000 vintage Cabernet, well, how can you do that?
Join Gary on the floor of his 40,000 square foot store and you'll get the full treatment.
Let's say somebody walks in here and says, look, I'm kind of interested in wine.
Sure.
I had it at a friend's wedding. Isn't that how usually these things begin?
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, I don't want to just kind of like suck down whatever looks good on the label. So tell me, please.
Yeah. We try to pick certain categories.
He moves from row to row, sometimes talking over his shoulder as he selects the first half of what he thinks would be a good starter case. Six diverse bottles of wine.
So, you know, I always want to start with one crisp, to the point, entry-level, clean white wine. That's very important, whether it's going to be a Pinot Grigio or a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Mm-hmm. The next thing we always go from there is to a Chardonnay. Then what I've liked to recommend lately is this Waka Cabernet. Uh-huh. $12 from Kunawara. You know, screw top, so it's a little new wave.
Now, I've heard screw tops are actually preferred to cork.
Bacteria can get into a cork and taint a wine, whereas screw tops can't. Now, people can't get over the cheap factor and think it's Boone's Farm and Mad Dog 2020. But once they do, I mean, you will see screw top probably in 60, 70% of the wines in the next decade for sure. And this has been a big, big deal for us, and we've been really recommending it.
The Classen Merlot?
Yeah, the Classen Merlot is excellent. And more importantly, since Sideways, which bashed Merlot, Merlot sales have been beaten up. And it's really created an enormous opportunity because, really, at the end of the day, it's supply and demand. And Merlot's not that in demand. And so you can get world-class Merlot right now for ridiculously phenomenal prices. And, you know, if this was 7 or 8 years ago in Merlot's heyday, this would be a $25 to $30 bottle of wine because they'd be able to command it. So,
do you mean really because of one overhyped movie, the Merlot market crashed?
We're in a world where if Paris Hilton tomorrow says that I love Shiraz, Shiraz sales will spike 10%. And God forbid if you get Oprah involved. I mean, that's the society we are in at this point.
We take the basket of bottles up to the store's top floor, brings out some tall crystal wine glasses, and starts popping bottles. And pouring.
All right, so we've got half a dozen wines in front of us, and we've also got, what do I call that big silver bucket in front of us?
The spit bucket.
Oh, all right.
The Jets spit bucket.
I thought there must be some little French
spittoon.
Term of art.
A
spittoon. Okay, yeah, spittoon, okay.
I don't think it's the most fancy.
So you just take it in your mouth, swirl it around. And
I do. I mean, I taste sometimes 40, 50 wines a day for my real job, which is, you know, running the company and tasting wines and things of that nature. So, yeah, I spit.
First, we taste the whites, from a crisp Pinot Grigio to a full Chardonnay that tastes of the insides of a Cedar's storage closet. Then onto the reds.
Now, why is it when you swirl around the wine around in your glass, right, it looks so elegant, and I do it, it looks like kids fighting in the backyard pool.
I have tremendous hand-eye coordination. Without guessing, you might have struggled at the plate when you were 5 or 6 years old, you know? So, you know, it really comes down to hand-eye coordination.
I'm using my left hand.
That's also
true. If I were using my right hand,
you'd be perfect.
I assure you, it would be poetry in
motion. Pure poetry. So, you know, one of the big things that I think people miss out on such a big part of wine when they don't allow themselves to really enjoy and smell the wines. I mean, the bouquet is such a factor in your senses and your taste, giving you that first hint, that little, you know, flirt of what it could become. And so I think that's interesting and fun and important and something I see a lot of people miss out on.
Well, all right, okay. What are you going to try first?
This is the Waka Cabernet, and this is the New World Wave style. This is $10.99, and this is, to me, the better, much, much better version of what has people excited about with Yellowtail, which is a huge phenomenon. But there's a lot of traditional fans that are not going to like this because this is, to them, sugar-fied, over-the-top kind of aspect. And so you have to know your client. A new wine drinker, if you said, hey, I love Bordeaux, I'll never give you this. But if you're just like, oh, I love Yellowtail and I love Kendall Jackson, okay, now you need to go here because this is just a better, more clean, more well-made version of that. You're going to get your sugar, you're going to get your fruit.
Blackcurrant, sort
of? Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Blackcurrant cough drop sort of thing, yeah.
Pretty very light. Reduction, syrupy, but a lot of mm-hmm. black fruit, but very thick and viscous and very new world and very over the top and raisiny. And there's a lot of people that love this. This is actually the hottest growing area in wine, and it's mainly with new consumers that are looking for that fruit. But then there's this, which is the polar opposite, and what we're pouring now, and this is why I did these two back to back. And this is why I would put this into a case of wine for somebody, because I think it's important to give people different profiles to figure out what their style is like. When I give somebody a perfect case of wine, when they first want to learn about wine, mm-hmm. I expect them to come back with four wines they hated. Mm-hmm. And this is Chateau Valrose, which is a Saint-Estèphe grown right next to Chateau Castestrenal, which is a very famous winery, 2002 vintage. And this is the classic, more refined, polished, elegant style.
Boy, there's a lot on the nose there, isn't there?
A lot. Very earthy tones, you know. Yeah. It's, you know, a little foresty action going on. And so, I'm going to keep that one. I mean, polished, great tannins, great grip. Dry, structured, not fluffy like the wine before. More my style. But there's that bitterness. There's that, you know, that earthiness, the broccoli flavor. I mean, this is a food wine. It's not a wine you're going to sit on.
This is like soil after rain.
There you go. And that's very nice. Maybe you can host for me when I'm not around.
I'll try. I'll do my best.
But you know what? By the way, that was a tremendous analogy, and I'm hoping people use more stuff like that. Oh, this reminds me of cotton candy I had at the fair in 84. That's real. The terms that they read from Robert Parker or the Wine Spectator that mean nothing to them, but they regurgitate and think they're cool, means nothing. And so that's a big part of what Wine Library TV, I'm hoping, is bringing to the table. I've noticed is bringing to the table. I've seen it. People have told me, Gary, I was at a wine tasting, and I said, this wine tastes like chicken soup, and everybody looked at me, but I wasn't scared because I knew you would say the same thing, and I felt comfortable in saying it. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah. You know, I mean, that's just great. And so, you know, to me, this is a great wine. The Valrose is, you know, a $20 bottle of Bordeaux, $20 for a really polished, elegant Saint-Estèphe. I think Americans in general are so stunned that they can buy an $80 bottle of wine and get something poor. Wine is really the one place where the entire equation that we're grown to believe in is not true. And it's, you know, farming. And I think so many people forget that wine is farming and that some people are just lucky and have the right soil, the right terroir, and other people with all their marketing savvy and all the money they can pour in and hire the best winemaker and hire the best vineyard manager. Yes, that will definitely increase their quality, but if it's not in the land, it's not in the bottle.
Do you have a wine set aside, all set to go for when the Jets win the Super Bowl?
I do. It means a lot to me. It's actually not the most amazing wine. Yeah. But very early on when I started buying for the store, I bought a case of 1975 Chateau Léo-Lascasse Magnums because it was the year I was born, 75. And I've been sitting on them, and I said, when the Jets win the Super Bowl, please, God, please let that happen. When they do, I'm going to pop that bottle. That case, the all six Magnums, I'm going to have to pour them in my head. I don't care. I'm opening them all. That would be a very good day, no doubt.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gary Vaynerchuk, Jersey wine maven. A list of all 12 bottles in his moderately priced diverse cases on our website, npr.org. Salud.